on May 20th. Find out more at lawrenceartcenter.org or watkinsmuseum.org. Prairie Journal is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Busker Festival, a three-day event featuring acrobats, contortionists, aerialists, and more throughout downtown Lawrence, May 22nd through May 24th. More information at lawrencebuskerfest.com.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, KANU and KANU HD1. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's Weekend Edition Saturday. The latest news from NPR just 1 minute away. The time is 7 o'clock. This is Kansas Public Radio.
We needed a new feature along the lines of the health care costs.
This is the first walkout in more than 30 years. There is no word on when negotiations will resume. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. No injuries were reported after an American Airlines plane was evacuated at Kansas City International Airport. KNBC reports the American Eagle flight from Washington, D.C. landed safely yesterday, but passengers noted an odor in the cabin. Congressman Tracy Mann was on the flight. He said on social media that the cabin filled with smoke. The plane was evacuated on the taxiway. Passengers were taken by bus to the airport terminal. The airfield closed temporarily, but then reopened. Governor Laura Kelly has issued a state of disaster emergency due to wildfires raging across western Kansas. The declaration will make state resources available to help support local communities. KWCH reports that 17 grass fires have been burning in Clark, Ford, Harper, Meade, and Morton counties. It's believed those fires were started by a dry thunderstorm. Former Kansas State golfer Ben Kern had the best round yesterday of any club professional playing in the PGA Championship outside Philadelphia. Kern shot a 3-under par and will be playing through the weekend. Though he plays only once a week, a club pro in the Columbus, Ohio area these days, Kern said he felt confident.
The game still feels good, and this course is gettable if you drive it well.
Meanwhile, former KU golfer Gary Woodland shot a 4-over par 74 yesterday and missed the cut. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
Mostly sunny skies today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly this evening. Highs today near 91 degrees. It's going to be a warm one. Winds from the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. They'll shift to the south and then gust up to as high as 25 miles per hour by this afternoon. Under sunny skies, it's 67 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, working with communities across the state to build and care for small-town paths to wide-open prairie routes, connecting Kansans to the land and each other. More information at kstrails.org.
Coming up, the USS Niagara is a two-masted warship that helped secure the Great Lakes during the War of 1812. Now a replica of the Niagara is back in the water after a $7 million refit. That story coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio.
Join us for the 780 Songwriter Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Arthur Dodge, Kelly Hunt, and Julie Schwarting, free at the Lawrence Public Library June 10th at 6 p.m.
We have a beautiful weekend in store, a little on the warm side, mostly sunny skies today, highs getting all the way up to around 90 degrees. We do have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms today, mostly this evening. Light winds from the east this morning, they'll shift to the south later this morning with gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, mainly before midnight. Lows around 68 degrees. And then tomorrow for KU's graduation, it's going to be hot, partly sunny, highs near 90 degrees, and windy with gusts up to 45 miles per hour. So hold on to that mortarboard. It's 68 degrees in Lawrence, 69 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Eric in All Things Considered.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Per Aspera, Kansas History Podcast, presenting a live listening event of 12 to Freedom about those who risked all to escape slavery, hosted by KPR's Kay McIntyre, May 20th, 6:30 p.m. at 10th and Mass Studio in Lawrence.
We've got lots more Weekend Edition Saturday coming up, including ESPN NFL analyst Mina Kimes has handled lots of different sports in her time at ESPN. But coming up, she'll be hosting the Scripps National Spelling Bee. A different kind of beat for a sports reporter. And coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas.
Mostly sunny skies today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs today, a warm 90 degrees or so. Winds from the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. They'll shift to the south with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. It's 69 in Emporia, 68 in Manhattan.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from Schwab, where investors have a range of choices to pursue investing goals. Adorney. Support for NPR comes from the station. And from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for chefs and designed for restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. From Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And from listeners like you, who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. Then stay with us for NPR's news quiz. Wait, wait, don't tell me. Coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. We've only got two more weeks of Bill Curtis keeping score. So join us for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me at 10 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
Mostly sunny skies today, although we do have some clouds down in Chanute and some clouds in the Kansas City area. It's going to be a warm one with highs getting up to around 90 degrees. It's 70 degrees in Topeka.
On AI, more than 70% of Gen Zers under the age of 30 used AI to launch their businesses, compared with just over half of Gen Xers. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Evergy has backed off a plan to convert its Lawrence coal-fired power plant to one that burns natural gas. The Lawrence Journal World reports that Evergy has confirmed their plans to continue burning coal at the Lawrence Energy Center past 2028. Evergy previously said it would stop burning coal at the Lawrence plant by the end of 2023, then delayed that plan to 2028. Now the Journal World reports that Evergy plans to continue burning coal in Lawrence indefinitely. More Kansas wheat could be left untouched in fields this year after drought and disease ravaged one of the state's top crops. Wheat scouts say there will be more wheat acres abandoned than last year, when federal estimates say about 7% of the crop was not harvested. That's bad news for farmers already facing higher input costs like fuel and fertilizer. Every bushel of wheat counts, but acres are producing about one-third less wheat this year. Vance Emke grows wheat in Lane County.
We wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and start worrying. Not a good deal at all.
Farmers who abandon damaged wheat crops could use them for cattle grazing or try to claim insurance. The KU baseball team has clinched the Big 12 regular season championship after beating BYU 7-6 last night. It's the first time the Jayhawks have won the championship since 1949. They play BYU this afternoon again at 2 o'clock. The Big 12 tournament begins Tuesday in Surprise, Arizona. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org.
Mostly sunny and warm for this graduation weekend. We're looking for highs near 91 degrees today and tomorrow. Winds from the east, they'll shift to the south. It could be a little on the windy side with gusts as high as 25 miles per hour today. Gusts up to 45 miles per hour tomorrow. Under sunny skies, it's 72 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News and Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, partnering with local leaders and volunteers to expand outdoor opportunities, support local economies, and keep Kansas a place where being outdoors is part of everyday life. Details at kstrails.org.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, ballet can be a very conservative art form, with the classics like The Nutcracker and Swan Lake dominating in many dance companies. But in San Francisco, Tamara Rojo is shaking things up. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information on leaving your legacy gift, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at legacy@kansaspublicradio.org.
Join us for the 780 Songwriters Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Arthur Dodge, Kelly Hunt, and Julie Schwarting, free at the Lawrence Public Library June 10th at 6 p.m.
We've got a warm weekend in store, mostly sunny skies today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs getting up to near 91 degrees. We've got a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the upper 60s, and then warm again tomorrow with highs near 90 degrees. It's 72 in Lawrence, 71 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Miss those real moments in my childhood where you're getting together with your entire family. The children's laughter, the adults' laughter, it's priceless.
Maya, Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us for a funky Sunday morning here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
What to do when a lady's maid and a gentleman's valet fall in love? They hatch a plan to get their employers together. In the new novel, A Perfect Hand, we'll hear from Ayelette Waldman about her new book, A Perfect Hand, coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. Mostly sunny skies today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Warm temperatures in store with highs today near 91 degrees. It's 74 in Lawrence, 72 in Emporia, 73 degrees in Topeka. Going to be a warm one tomorrow as well with highs again, near 90 degrees. This is KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Riverett Print and Skate, a source for custom promotional products such as T-shirts, stickers, and more. Available to discuss print projects at its North Lawrence location. Quotes online at riverettks.com.
Support for NPR comes...
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. You can find us online and streaming 24/7 at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Speaking of KU, we've got a warm graduation weekend in store. Mostly sunny skies today, partly sunny skies for tomorrow. Highs both days around 90 degrees with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's 73 in Topeka. This is KPR.